Today's show is all about Windows Live services, the framework, all sorts of stuff that we talked about at PDC. So we brought James Senior. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you very much, Adam. My name is James Senior, and I'm the Live Services Evangelist at Microsoft. But before we talk about any of those things that Adam mentioned, I just wanted to point out Adam's fantastic new T-shirt that he's very proudly sporting this morning.
Thank you.
So just explain to everybody at home, what is this all about, Adam?
Okay, so this is a this is kind of a good lead-in because it's about social services, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a shirt. I got a recommendation from Rick Barraza. He said, you should totally buy this shirt.
And
so
you did.
I did because I'm a,
impulsive guy.
But it's actually pretty fun because you can put your alias on there and then the service grabs your followers, avatars.
So this is from Twitter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody from Twitter.
A-D-K-I-N, double N, that's a Twitter alias.
Yeah. So, so I got the shirt and I'm going to wear it at Mix.
Cool. And what were you running at Mix as well? Is because of this?
A Mix tweet up. Yeah, you buy the shirt, you get the tweet up.
Free plug, right here.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You got
right.
Free.
So,
but anyway, back to the main topic today.
Yes. So, yes, this is a social service.
Right.
It's kind of a software plus services thing.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, let's start off with what Windows Live is. So Windows Live comprises software plus services, and Microsoft pushes this software plus services message. And really, if you want a concrete example of what that is, Windows Live is the best way of doing it. So if you take, for example, the software side of things, so software that you would run on your client machine, on your desktop, pretty familiar with that kind of style of computing, you can think of Windows Live clients like Live Messenger, for example, or Windows Live Mail, which you install and run to access your mail.
Mm-hmm.
Other software as well that you can download as Windows Live Essential Pack. Those pieces of software will actually connect to services in the cloud provided by Microsoft as well. So if you think of Messenger as the ultimate example, right?
Sure.
So you've got this local software which is harnessing the power of the desktop and the local processing power there, so you can have a rich experience, plus the services which provide this connectivity and this social aspect to computing so that you can connect, you can chat, you can collaborate with people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the concrete example of software plus services. And some other examples of the services that Windows Live have out there are things like Windows Live Hotmail, Windows Live Alerts, all those kind of things like Virtual Earth, Live Search, all those kind of things.
Okay.
And they're end user, kind of consumer focused products and services, software plus services. Now the interesting thing is that they're all built on something called Live Services.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the building blocks for which developers like the ones who have created services for Windows Live, so Microsoft itself, can create really engaging experiences for consumers, for end users.
Because they're getting all those services, kind of like that's already written, so they're writing a client for that. They're
going to
allow stuff for free, right?
Precisely.
That's the whole concept.
Exactly. So examples of that, Windows Live, we've got Live Mesh, we've got Office Live. Those guys are all consumers, customers of Live Services, and they're using the building blocks to provide social experiences for their customers, for their end users.
So those are all Microsoft, right? You can also do this through as a third party.
Precisely, and that's what we're trying to get across at the moment, is the fact that, hey, I'm a third-party developer. How can I use those services? How can I make use of the 500 million, half a billion users that are currently accessing Windows Live and the Live services?
So that's a big number.
It's a big number. So, our social graph is pretty expansive.
Yeah.
So there's, half a billion people using these services. So they're pretty, tried and tested. There's a lot of people out there, so you can leverage those on your applications as well to make them social and grow traffic, make it sticky, give those kind of experiences that drive revenue for your companies, like ad revenue if you want to do it, or subscriptions.
Sure.
Third parties can actually use Live Services as well. It wouldn't be a Microsoft platform if you can come and code against it and consume the services. So if you're a website, client application, you can come and integrate with Live ID, for example. So that can handle your authentication, password management, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All that headache goes away. Very useful. Other services that will provide stickiness, more traffic to your websites, more user registrations like Messenger are also really useful. Also, Contacts API. So, hey, I'm signed up to your site, Adam. I want to invite all of my Messenger buddies or my contact list to the site because I think it's a really cool site.
Yeah.
So I can instantly import all of those contacts and they'll get invitations and spread the word virally about your site, increasing traffic.
Cool. Okay.
So yeah, so there's some interesting services that you can consume right now. It's also important to note that this isn't just for Microsoft developers. You know, of course, we've got really good tools, Visual Studio tools, for Microsoft developers with .NET. But you can also come and play if you're a competitive developer as well. If you've got like, if you're working on PHP or on Ruby, this is completely open stack. You can integrate it into your web property or your application, and you can go crazy on it.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You know, this is like REST API or just
it's a variety of APIs. Right, so if you want to find out the details, I just point you towards dev.live.com, and then you can check out the individual services and how to consume those.
Okay,
but that's an interesting segue because one of the things we announced at PDC back in October last year was actually something called the Live Framework.
Right.
And the Live Framework going forward is going to be kind of this one endpoint in the cloud from where you can consume all of these live services.
Okay.
So at the moment, these live services are kind of over here and they're over here. They're siloed around a little bit. And they might be consumed in different ways, in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
But with Live Framework, all of those come together. So you can hit one endpoint in the cloud as a developer.
Okay.
And then you can consume the different services from that one place, all in a kind of familiar language, familiar style that you're comfortable
with. And the same type of
with.
Pattern and everything. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's all about developer consistency.
Right.
So you can develop quickly using the same endpoint against multiple different services.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So live services, the services that exist.
Mm-hmm.
So those services, can you list them real quick?
Yeah. So we've got Live ID is the kind of identity one.
Right.
We've got Messenger. And we've got Contacts, API, we've got Live Search, Virtual Earth, we've got Live Alerts for making sure people are aware of things going on in your web property, all kinds of stuff, yeah. But if you want the full exhaustive list, then I go to dev.live.com.
Sure. Okay.
Otherwise, I'll get exhausted talking about it.
There you go. All right, so now the Live Framework released at, or announced at PDC, and right now it's in a CTP stage?
Correct, yeah. Right? So at the moment it's in something called our Community Technology Preview.
Okay.
And that means that you can come and try it out, you can come and kick the tires, and we're all up for that, and it's great to get feedback from our customers and our developers on, you know, the tools that they're using. Live Framework is one of those.
Right.
So you can't go live on it, but you can come and try it out and get an understanding of where Microsoft is going and also help shape the framework in the right direction.
Okay, all right. So I guess that leads into, you know, you mentioned dev.live.com a couple times, but right now the live services are available to use.
Yeah, so there's two important things to note. The first is that the services that I mentioned, like Messenger, like Live ID, Contacts API, those are all live right now, and you can go crazy and go party and develop on those services.
Okay.
The Live Framework is currently in a CTP stage, so you can go and test it, you can go and try it out and get an understanding for how the service is going to look in the future.
Okay.
But you can't go live on it. There's no business licensing, etc.
It's just not done yet.
It's not baked yet.
Right.
So we're still baking, and you know we'll be making some announcements towards the end of this year about when that's going to be coming out.
Okay. And so I guess we should let you get back to the kitchen then, so you can continue baking.
Absolutely.
I'm
yeah,
going to
so
add a rim shot there.
That was a very, very nice joke.
Yeah.
One of your better ones. is that getting better? Yeah, you've been working on it.
I'm practicing.
But yeah, so just the final go-do is hit up dev.live.com
right.
for those APIs and go crazy and try out the services and also kick the tires of the Live Framework CTP.
Okay, great. Thanks. And I hope that provides a better explanation of what Live Services is, what Live Framework is, and what you can do today.
Cool.
So, all right.
Thank you. Nice t-shirt, by the way.
Thanks, James.
Cut. All right.
All right.
You're starting to sweat now.